The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday and Linda's on assignment, and I'll tell you what her assignment is this morning when she left. But good morning. Today, the 19th of July, 7:05 in the morning. Hey, the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is rated number one in so many different areas and is in the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. It's your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Pat and Nathan are in there.
Pat's, hey, good morning, Carl.
Yeah, Pat's running it, but Nathan's learning. In fact, ran the boards.
Without incident, I might report.
Well,
as far as I know.
Really?
Well, I think so. Well, it's better than I do.
You didn't get the phone calls. Anyway, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, and what's the weather look like today?
Well, as people probably can well imagine, I'm going to say it's hot, but today it'll be sunny and hot with a high near 104. A little bit of wind, though, 6 to 11 miles an hour. Tonight's going to be clear around 73. Wednesday, be a little warmer, 105. The wind's going to calm down a little bit, and Wednesday night it's going to cool down to around 71. Thursday, it's still going to be up 103, clear at night. Friday, it's going to be 101, so we're looking a little bitter there, but it's going to pop back up again on the weekend. Saturday, 103, and Sunday, guess what, 105. So it's going to be pretty steady over the three-digit mark for the rest of the week and the weekend coming up.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. So what's the rule, right? We always tell people, remind them, never hurts, yeah.
Hydrate. Hydrate, stay out of the sun. Don't take your dogs for a walk on a hot pavement. Don't leave anything in your car you want to have alive after 30 minutes. And hydrate.
Well, the thing about hydrating is good. You know, I don't know about you, Carl, but I get cramps if I don't drink enough water during the day. And they mostly come on when I'm sleeping. So you wake up to that. So hydrate, hydrate.
The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a veteran-owned business out of Anderson, a wonderful customer service. They treat their customers as friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. And as long as we mention that, Shasta County public air conditioned places, you know, if somebody's having problems with the air conditioner and you just need to get out of it, you can go to the Mount Shasta Mall and you can walk around in there or sit down in there. Reading Library, Anderson Library, a Cottonwood Community Library, for seniors, Frontier Senior Citizen Center in Anderson. Also the Good News Rescue Mission. So the other thing, too, we learned the other day, if you see somebody laying unconscious, or at least it seems like they're unconscious, but they're on the concrete, is call 911 right away, because they lay on that concrete and they get up to second degree burns. And you think about that, and so just be thinking about that if you see people walking around. Okay, Linda's assignment this morning is she's out warming our horse.
Oh my gosh!
Okay, now the Dean Barton Gold Digger, the Miss City Lights of Las Vegas, the Entertainer of the Year in Hong Kong, all these things.
This is all on
movies,
you. All on you,
movies,
Carl.
TV, and she's out worming the horse this morning.
She'd never have a horse if it wasn't for you.
Well, that's absolutely true.
She wouldn't be worming a horse then in that case if it wasn't for
you. Well, see, the thing is, I would have done it yesterday, except, anyway, going back. And so what you have to do is, before they get fed, or they shouldn't have food in their mouth, let me put it that way. And when the horse eats, it manages to kind of retain a lot of food in its mouth. You think he's not eating. Oh, no, he's got some back there. And you take this tube, kind of like a caulking tube. It's just a big syringe. And you go in there and you stick your thumb in its mouth, and the horse has a gap in between its front teeth and its back teeth, a gap, and you put your thumb in there. Thumb fits. Put your thumb in there, and they open their mouth, and you stick the syringe in there, and you go... And you should be worming your horse on a regular basis. And so how do you know if your horse has worms? No, you just don't go out there and look at it. I know. I mean, I know because I shovel enough of that, I don't. You take it down to the vet and like a big baggie's full. Not just like one.
You don't take the horse to the vet.
No, you can just take the manure, the horse droppings to the vet, and they put it under a microscope, and they'll tell you, okay, it's light, medium, or heavy for worms. And the thing though I found out is people can worm their horses too much, because this is the only worming products we have. I mean, there's nothing new coming out. If you worm them too much, the worms get in their system get immune to this. So I don't know if I've said that exactly correct. But you worm them when they need to be wormed. Just take it down to the vet.
And where do these worms come from?
They eat off the ground.
Oh, okay. Copy that. All right. Yeah. But it's not earthworms, right? We're talking.
Oh no. These are like. These like intestinal worms that people get, except they're not ringworms, I don't think. But these are just worms that are in their gut, and this cleans them out, and they're good for another four or five months.
Oh, great!
Who knows? But she doesn't have a sequin gown out there this morning.
Now, when she writes it on her calendar, what kind of an entry would she make on the calendar for doing that? I mean.
All right. Worm check. You just go worm check.
Okay. Well, how would she make sure it's not you?
That was the other thing that was coming up. I don't know. Have you been checked for worms lately?
Listen, you shouldn't laugh. I came from Trinity County.
And that's right. You know what? You probably need to be wormed every 6 months.
Yeah. They actually did do that when we were kids, and all of us had it. Yeah, I remember.
My stepdaughter brought home lice one time. From a school in Northern Virginia. They sent home notes to everybody, one of the kids in class. And somehow, if one kid in class has it, the whole class gets it. I do not understand how that happens, except little kids are next to each other and they put on each other's hats and all these things. And so then we had to go through that. And then you have to, fumigate all the bed, pillows. Oh, yeah. I mean, you're washing everything, and then you wash your hair.
Vacuum
with the stuff.
Good.
Yeah. I wanted, I said, well, let me just shave her head. It's easier to shave. I was voted down.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's a reason for that.
Okay. Hey, five things you need to know today. Well, not five. I'm going to give you 2.5. Uvalde. This is getting worse and worse. As we go through this, I think people have seen the videos of the officers stacked outside the classroom, and one of them's checking his cell phone. Now, I don't see any, people, of course, aghast at that, and another one, putting hand sanitizer on his hands. The guy checking his cell phone, that could have been for anything. He could have been checking for messages. Hey, what do we do? What's going on? He could have been, who knows what that was. But I think most everybody agrees that this whole thing was handled horribly. And parents and residents confronted the school board Monday and called for the district's police chief to be fired. Parents also questioned what new safety measures would be put in place, adding some children aren't ready to return to class. That meeting came after a day after the Texas House Investigative Committee released a preliminary report outlining a series of failures by law enforcement agencies in the response to the shooting that left 19 children and 2 teachers dead. The board says they're going to use that to determine whether to terminate Police Chief Arriondo, who is currently on administrative leave. Also, starting yesterday, you remember the Parkland school shooter who killed 14 students and 3 adults in 2018. That's one where the school resource officer cowered on the side of the building. They didn't go in there.
And was he was armed, too, right?
Yeah, he was armed. He had his gun out. And you could hear the gunshots. And he just stood there. Now, here's what it is. They're saying this trial could take months. And they asked the panel of jurors to sentence the shooter to death, while the attorneys asked for a sentence of life in prison. So this is just the penalty phase, and Florida still has the death penalty, and it's going to take months because they're going to go through all the psychological things and all these things. Oh, you was abused, you know, whatever it is, and then the jurors are going to come back and say, well, did you know what you were doing? And if the answer was yes, boom.
Yeah.
Now, he won't see the death penalty if that's what they give him. He won't see the death penalty for a decade, I would say. You know, Florida and Texas do have a way of, you know, upping it, not like California, which, you know, puts it on hold for 40 years and they die of old age. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there.
Well, I
can't imagine not getting the death penalty.
And the lawyers, you know, make a ton of money off of those because it's like they can finance.
You know where they get their money from? If he doesn't have the money, I think the state pays for his. And any prisoner in San Quentin that's on death row is all of his lawyer fees are paid for by the taxpayers.
Right, it's a boondoggle.
The cottage industry,
and they make a ton of money. Once they get a death row inmate, the lawyer knows, hey, you know what? I don't really need to take any other cases.
If they get two of them, they're in tall cotton.
Yeah.
Now, if we're not going to execute them, then you just do away with them and you put them back in the general pop. Then we don't have to pay their legal expenses.
Well, that's what we're doing every day here in Chester County.
Scott Peterson. In other words, he's not in general pop. He's up on death row, but he's up in the penthouse, they call it. There's a certain group of these people that are in this isolated area because they know if they put them anywhere near the other prisoners, they're dead. They're dead. Pedophiles, all these. They put them in certain areas along with other pedophiles in some areas. Scott Peterson is there because he's, you know, he's a high value target. When we went through, San Quentin, and I've got to take a break, went through San Quentin, I found out that almost 50% of the men there on death row had never been arrested before.
Really?
Never been arrested before. And yet they committed a crime so heinous that they were given the death penalty.
So they just snapped, or they've been thinking about
it. Scott Peterson, that's the perfect example. Never, you know, had never been arrested, never been in trouble. He's found guilty of murdering his wife and unborn child. And was sentenced to death. But 50%.
Wow.
Okay, you got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, 2173 Hilltop Drive. All of your tobacco needs, whether it's pipe tobacco or pipes or any of the accessories for that, all the accessories for your tobacco needs, plus a walk-in humidor that is just simply outstanding. One of the best, and with a great selection of fine cigars. They have a grab bag of cigars that are really good cigars for a really good price. That's Tobacco and Brew, open Monday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio. The bases are loaded, and the 21 pit is heating up inside Wind River Resort and Casino with the Table Games Giants Giveaway. Check into your favorite table game with your River Club card for a chance to win San Francisco Giants swag and a pair of home game Giants tickets. Hot seats every Friday through September from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Hot seat winners every 15 minutes. Get all the details at WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated. The bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BNT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
Hey, guys. Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Well, thank you, Roosevelt. What's the weather like out there?
It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hot as this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crash pot cooking.
Well, can you tell me what it feels like?
Fool, well, it's hot. I told you again. Were you born on the sun? It's damn hot. You can be a little thing. I saw it so damn hot. I saw one of those little guys in the orange robe burst into flames. It's that hot. You know what I'm talking about.
It's hot. It's hot. It's going to be hot. Okay. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You know what? The temperature's over 100 degrees, and, you know, save that one. Because I want to keep it in the queue because when we start, okay, let's talk about the weather this week. Just play that. Let's just play that. That's how hot it is. Hey, welcome back to the show. It is 7:24 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Located at 2539, right here, Larkspur, right here in Reading. He's where we go to buy our guns. He has all the accessories. He's a great gunsmith. His customer service is super. Veterans get discounts. It's a one-stop shopping. You get your CCW course there, your hunter safeties course. You get it all right there at Bastiani Arms. He's open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Things you need to know today that... This is what the news thinks you need to know today. Anyway, but gas. We were just talking about gas. Gas prices for less than $4 a gallon is back. Not here, but in some areas.
Nearly one in five gas stations is charging under the $4 mark for a gallon of regular gas, according to a survey. Mostly in the Southeast, in oil-patched states like Texas and Oklahoma. However, this doesn't mean, this could just be an intermission, experts are saying. This could go right back up. Even though the national average has fallen 10%, or 50 cents, since hitting the record high of $5.02 a gallon 7 weeks ago. That's $5.02 a gallon nationwide.
Yeah, that doesn't
the
mean
the cheapest gas in Redding right now is $5.05 at that station across from the Good News Rescue Mission.
That's correct.
We all of my
yesterday.
Friends go down
they
there.
They were all there
we
yesterday.
Meet. There's tailgate parties. Bring your barbecue. They're lined up. Okay. Anyway, but California has the highest average at $5.90 a gallon, and South Carolina at the cheapest at $4.02 a gallon. $1. This is why when people leave California, they talk about the taxes, blah, blah, blah. But what they don't say is, I mean, you've got gas at $5.50 a gallon, and you move to a place and has it at $4.50 a gallon, even though that's high. $4.50 a gallon, you're saving $1. So you're saving probably $25 every time you fill up your car.
Right.
And so when you add that up, I mean, if you're driving and so you fill your car up every 2 weeks, I mean, that adds up.
Well, sure. Like when we're running Piano Angels, right now this gas is killing us. You know, it's just, it's well over $100 every time we fuel up.
You know how I feel about that.
Yeah, well, you support Piano Angels. I know how you feel.
Well, no. It's not. Well, we do, of course. We do that, but I refuse to put $100 worth of gas in my truck. I just refuse. I stop it at 90.
I heard about this theory from your wife. We're not really sure the jury is out on this one.
I know. My theory is I'm never going to do that. But now, with it down to $5.05 a gallon, I'm going to run down there and put $50 in my truck.
You might even
give
everyone at the station a raise.
Let's not go too far. Let's not get crazy here.
Sorry.
I've given everybody in the station a raise. Have you had a raise yet?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, well, you know, it's the law. I don't have much of a choice. Anyway, in the Ukraine, the Ukraine's first lady, Olena Zelenska, will meet with U.S. First Lady Joe Biden today as part of a trip to, and they're going to be discussing the emotional health of the Ukrainian children. The meeting comes today as Ukrainian officials say an influx of modern weapons is shifting the balance on the battlefield and allowing Ukraine to inflict significant losses. We're putting in rocket artillery. We're putting all types of things over there. And, of course, the drones have been running amok. Ukrainians are running drones over at the Russians. The thing is, the Russians still haven't turned it loose.
Well, you know,
they could.
Yeah, they could.
And they could roll over Ukraine, and they may not stop all the resistance because they won't. But they've got the hardware. And, you know, the tanks, they've got the artillery, they've got the aircraft to do this. So this whole thing is a mess. I am appalled at the United Nations for not doing more about this. And yet we are still doing things like, oh, we're going to trade a seat with the Russians on the space, you know, up in space. Why? What does that gain us?
It doesn't gain us anything. You know, there is a foundation that has just started in Shasta County called Shasta for Ukraine. It's a nonprofit, and people can Google that, Shasta for Ukraine, if you want to be part of the effort to be part of the Ukrainian resistance. You can do that right here from Shasta County by donating. And check that website out, Shasta for Ukraine, a nonprofit. Carl's had the folks on the station, and I think you intend to get those folks back at some point.
Yeah, now that she's organized, we want to have them back on. But to me, it's still appalling that in this day and time, that a nation, a strong nation like Russia, even though we find out they're not as good as people thought in their military, could invade another nation like they have, and just nothing happens. You know, if they had done that and they were part of NATO, if the Ukraine had been part of NATO,
we would have had forces on the border even before that.
It would have been interesting to see what would have happened.
I think if we had made a ramp up, we would have had people waiting in line to help. So that's my opinion.
Okay. Hey,
We're going to take a break, and because we were running over in the last one. We come back, I want to talk about the Shasta County Planning Commission, and the Board of Supervisors has got a big meeting coming up Thursday. And it's going to have an impact on our community. Maybe it's one of those that you might want to be there for that. I'm thinking really strongly about attending this just to see what's being said there about this situation. But this portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, 15 years they've been with us, and they have been moving local dreams forward since the day they started. We do our business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're happy with them. They've always been great supporters of the business community. They're locally owned, locally operated. They're truly a community bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bow to nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sack.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
When riding out one dark and windy day,
Along the ridge he rested as he went along his way.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 7:35 here. It's 70 degrees, going up quickly here on the 19th. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, our jewelry store of choice. Why? They have a great selection. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Everything from estate jewelry to Native American to specially designed jewelry, they do themselves. If you want to design a piece of jewelry for your loved one, go on down there, talk to them, and they'll help you and they'll build it for you. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay, Thursday. It's going to be a big meeting down at the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. That's where they have a meeting to decide if the 166-home Tierra Robles subdivision will be built. Now, the Shasta County Planning Commission unanimously recommended approval of it. This meeting starts at 3 p.m. in the supervisors' chambers. You know where that's at. The developer is a group called Shasta Red LLC of Beverly Hills. I'm sorry. As soon as you said of Beverly Hills, you got to start thinking. What do they care about us? Okay. Let me tell you, I'm jaundiced about this. I'm feeling peckish about putting more homes out there, and we'll go into why. Now, this is going to be located on the hills west of Deschutes Road, south and east of Old Alturas Road, and north of Boyle Road in the Palisadio area. Now, they also it's going to be on the other side, and it's going to go up to the grounds of the Reading Gun Club also. So let's just keep that one in mind, too. Commissioners recommended approval on April 6th, and it's supposed to be met on earlier, but then got put back a little bit. The opponents to this are saying that it's an attack on the general plan, and it's going to cause urban sprawl, stress an already overtaxed water supply in the area, and the event of a wildfire put neighbors' lives in danger due to poorly planned fire evacuation routes. As we all know, and we're going to talk about this later on, this is open line today, by the way, so if you feel like jumping in and giving a phone call about anything, please do that. But wildfires and how to handle wildfires. I've got some things I want to talk to you about on that, too. But Shasta County Sheriff Johnson has come out against the project, and he's concerned about traffic calls for service since we don't have we're like 20 short of deputies already. The impact of development will have on Palisadio water and increased fire risk. Commissioner Walner, who approved it, said he said a lot of questions that I asked and a lot of discussion, and I was satisfied that the developer and staff were able to answer the questions. This thing's been going on. This has come in front of the Planning Commission three times. And the Shasta Red has been trying to do this since 2005. The property would have to be changed to allow homes with lots ranging in size from 1.9 acres to 6.8 acres, and the average size would be 4 acres, and 75% of the property would be open space. Okay, but here's the thing is, Paul Hellman have said if the county approves the project, it cannot move forward without a water agreement. That water comes from Bella Vista, and we know about Bella Vista water, right?
It's they're running out of water.
They're running out of water. We just had a gentleman on yesterday who drills wells for a living, and this guy's a straight shooter. Ted Ogilvie is a straight shooter. He's in Churn Creek Bottom. He's gave a warning to people in Churn Creek Bottom that if you start getting turbidity in your water, you start getting air in your lines, you need to have that checked because the water table has dropped. Without the acid canal putting water into the system, these wells are originally 40, 50, 60 feet deep. They're going to have to go down to like 160, anywhere from 100 to 160 to hit water. So a lot of these wells out there are going to have another one drill just to be able to have water in Churn Creek Bottom. And they want to put another 166 homes up there. And it says it's got to be up to the applicant, Shasta Red LLC of Beverly Hills, to find an adequate source of supplement water they can provide to Bella Vista. So does this mean they're going to take more water out of the sack? And if they do, what happens when if the state cuts that back? So here's the thing. Let me talk about, again, the Reading Gun Club. Membership only, but you can bring guests in there to be able to shoot here in Shasta County. It's safe. You're not out there shooting with at Keswick, where a lot of people go out and shoot. That's kind of a Wild West out there, in my opinion. You have an indoor range, but, you know, you're limited there. So what happens when they build the subdivision up to the line of the boundary of the Reading Gun Club?
Well, people are going to complain.
Well, of course they will. There's got to be something when they buy a house that says, hey, by the way, you're building next to a gun club, and you're going to have sound, and no matter what you do, there's going to be probably, you know, like it is at the record range. And they went through that with spent rounds or ricocheted rounds landing in the housing areas there. Anyway, my big thing, though, on this is the water. How can we put another 166 homes in an area? They have to have, from what I understand, what I've been told, is that they have to already have above-ground septic systems. So where's the water going to come from? You know, we need housing, yes. But is that a good idea to put 166 homes out there? They say it'll take 10 years for the development to be done. But it just seems like there's a lot of questions. However, the Planning Commission listened to all that, and they gave them permission to do that. So, but the Shasta Board of Supervisors have turned down, you know, if you remember, turned down the wind farm. But then the Planning Commission turned that down unanimously, too. So it'll be interesting. So that's 3 o'clock Thursday. If you want to hear how are they going to bring water in, what is their plan to bring water into this area when already Bella Vista is going to have to take care of Simpson? Not Simpson. Maybe they do Simpson already.
Yeah, they're on Simpson.
Bethel's new center, community, or their new church center there. It's going to have several thousand people there all the time. How are they going to take care of that too? It just seems like this may be a bridge too far, but we'll find out Thursday. I think I'll assign Nathan to that and let Nathan go there and sit there for 6 hours. Or maybe we'll take four of us, and we'll each go there for an hour apiece and hand our notes over to the next guy as he rolls in there. This is pretty important. Okay. California. California schools and things that are happening here in gun control. The new law that they've passed, you know, to discourage selling to kids, guns to kids. I have never seen any type of advertising from a gun company that was aimed at kids. You know, I used to get, you know, a gun magazine, and all the ads in there, not one of them had things in there except teaching kids to shoot safely and about safe handling of guns, not about buying them. And they were there with, you know, with a bolt action 22. But this new one could impact the way it's written and could end all of the youth shooting sports in California.
You mean like the Foothill Skeet scene?
The trap teams, rifle marksmanship teams, because you've got people encouraging them to shoot and providing guns. And the way it's written, and maybe they weren't thinking of that, maybe they were, could end all shooting sports in schools. The trap teams would be gone.
That would be sad.
Well, you know what? It's just California, again, coming through for its people. I've got a number of things. Yesterday, I went down and had my eyes checked at an ophthalmologist, you know, once a year. And they, you know, they do things now they never used to do. You get in front of a machine and there's this flash of green light. I don't know what that measures. Oh, she did. She told me that takes a photo of your, of the nerves, the optic nerves. And then they went in there and they deaden it and they come up and they tap your eyeball with something to test for a glaucoma. And then she put a, she dilated my eyes. She did such a great job of that I stumbled out. Do you need any sunglasses? No, I've got them out in the car. Well, walking from the office to the car, I look like somebody that needed a seeing eye dog. I swear, you have your eyes kind of mostly closed and you get in the car and I put on my sunglasses. And my sunglasses are not as dark as those ones they give you. It's like, you know, x-ray text, which I should have taken and put on my sunglasses. I could not see. I couldn't read. So all the texting that went on yesterday, you know, I'd have Linda read them to me. I said, is it important? She says, yeah, you need to answer this one. Well, then she'd have to type it for me because I couldn't see. And this must have been industrial strength dilation drops because this went on for hours.
We just thought you were unresponsive.
I'm just unresponsible. Sometimes I am. I look at it and I go, they'll figure it out. All right, let's take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. You know what? They have a great place there. Brushless, special soap and wax. Your car comes out, your truck comes out really clean. They got really friendly people at the end there that wipe it off with a clean towel. Everybody's pleasant. This is just a great place to get your car washed. It's on the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros. Go in there. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Heartily recommend these people. We'll be right back.
One morning I woke up and I knew it was a new day, a new way, and new life. Lord, the way of the mind.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. The price of gas and diesel is crippling budgets of North State families, farms, and small businesses. California's taxes and fees add about $1.12 to the price of every gallon. The Biden administration's policy of canceling the Keystone Pipeline has made problems worse, as well as the stoppage of lease sales on federal lands and permits, and enacting even more choking regulations. Result? Prices skyrocketing while Biden asks Saudi Arabia for more foreign oil. We will keep working in Congress for common sense solutions to reduce costs and make us energy independent by using the plentiful energy sources available right here in North America. My office exists to serve you. My website is lamalfa.house.gov or go to my Facebook under Rep. LaMalfa for the latest updates where you can also take my poll on American energy. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org. Or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bond. Tuesday, Linda's on assignment, and we're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Hey, if you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Insurance companies have lots of lawyers. And if you're not getting the treatment that you think and you call Patrick, he's going to give you one of two answers. One, nope, it's going just the way it should and you don't need a lawyer. Or two, yeah, let me see if I can help you. You then will have an attorney that understands workers' compensation. And this is what he does. And he's a pit bull. Call Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, 530-262-2168 today. Now, I saw an opinion page Sunday in the Record Searchlight. And at first I laughed, and then I went back and reread it. Should Californians get to cast ballots in Florida?
What do you mean
should
by that?
Floridians get to vote in California? You know, Newsom spent some of all those millions of dollars on ads on a re-election TV ad in Florida, telling Floridians to either fight against policies of the Republicans or move to California and be free. In response, Governor DeSantis blasted California policies and accused Newsom of treating Californians like peasants. I love this. Okay, now, because they're both running for president, we both know that, because Joe Biden's not going to run again. But this is called conciliated representation. Would give you the power to vote for representatives in places where you have interests but don't live. You know, in this hyper-connected world and people doing business everywhere, you know, that should you be able to vote for representatives in that place where you do a lot of business. You know, the Florida has instituted a number of things for the, you know, you could say, for what teachers can say in classrooms. And California is making itself a sanctuary for people who want to exercise these rights. In such a context, Californians deserve a say in what Florida does. And vice versa. And this comes out of a guy in Switzerland that says how undemocratic influences of people in other countries, should the people in those other countries should be able to vote for governments in other regions. Now, it's the biggest thing on this, and this is the weirdest thing here. it's this guy, Joe Matthews, said it'd be a natural California, a future-shaping nation state. California might want to join with friendly western states, Oregon or Washington, to form a consociation of progressive democracies. And it could join rival Florida and Texas on the other side in allowing citizens to elect representatives in each other's states. Now, I mean, if you take it to the other, saying the world is interrelated and so, you know, in businesses in other countries, if you say that, then what keeps China or Europe or even Russia?
They have a vested interest here.
Absolutely, from voting. And could you imagine that? Well, let's just put a billion votes for Governor Newsom. Yeah, just a billion for have a billion voters for him for president. Just write-ins there. So this is something that's has come up and it hit my attention banks when I read that, because I can't imagine something like this happening. However, there's a lot of things I could not imagine 5 years, 10 years, that was ever going to happen, and yet it continues to happen, not just in this state, but in this country. But the idea of that. Now, as long as we're on California, school district down in Southern California, in Norwalk, La Mirada Unified School District, has made a proposal to add a Planned Parenthood clinic to the nearby high school, which, as you can imagine, has raised the ire of many of the parents there. The services the clinic could provide for students, including gender-affirming care, birth control administration, and IUD implantation, all without parental consent.
How do they do medical or procedures?
I guess that inserting an IUD is not considered something a doctor does. Nurse could do that. Well, it's Planned Parenthood. Now, here's the thing, is you would think I'd be just vehemently opposed to this. And, you know, when you get into the transgender conversion and all that, yes, I am, at young ages. But as far as birth control,
learning about it,
and if a young lady wants to have a IUD inserted without her parents noticing, or being told, here's the thing about that: the relationship between kids and parents are so strong in some areas, so fragile in others. If the bottom line is never have an unwanted pregnancy, which we could probably do in 99% of the cases, then maybe we need to have information out there like that. On a campus, maybe not. Maybe across the street from the campus, maybe. I mean, the fact is that kids are sexually active. And we heard that yesterday when we were talking about it, a 12-year-old got pregnant. And her dad flew her to Germany back in those days to have an abortion, because he could do that. But the bottom line is, to do away with abortion means there's no unwanted pregnancies.
That's what Susan was talking about.
Yeah, and I have no problem with that. You know, from both the male and the female side, and if you can prevent pregnancies, then you prevent abortion. And you also prevent the trauma that goes through it, because your 14-year-old daughter has a wild evening while you're out having dinner. And then a month later tells you, or 6 weeks later, at least has the courage to come up and tell you that she's pregnant. Yeah. So I could see where there's a great deal of turmoil in parents, you know, when it comes to the gender affirmation care. I'm not so against kids being able to prevent pregnancies and given the opportunities and the ability for that to happen. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta Redding, by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Quick to blame Vladimir Putin, the oil companies, and even gas stations for rising pump prices. The White House also quick to take credit for recent declines in prices. AAA says the national average for regular has fallen to just under $4.50 a gallon. That's $1.32 higher than 1 year ago, $2.10 more than when President Biden took office. The Auto Club cites weaker demand and lower global crude prices for the drop in prices at the pump. Debates raging over new drug price provisions in the Democrats' latest budget reconciliation bill.
If you ask White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, she'll tell you.
We're on the cusp of a big win here.
A loss, not a win, for Americans in need of leading-edge health care, says the Senate's top Republican.
Washington Democrats are working right now, to find ways to put more bureaucracy between American patients and the treatments they rely on.
Republicans fear price controls will inhibit drug companies from investing in new and better treatments. Bob Agner reporting.
Outrage in Uvalde.
Over 400 law enforcement officers there. Not one was man enough to go in there.
Daniel Meyer speaking at a school board meeting last night in Uvalde. The Texas Department of Public Safety launching an internal review of the long-delayed police response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School. It is primary day in the state of Maryland, with the gubernatorial contest drawing a particular interest, closely watched race to replace term-limited Republican Governor Larry Hogan. The rally rolls on Wall Street this hour. Right now, the Dow is up 483 points for a gain of 1.5%. The NASDAQ 231 points higher, and the S&P is trading 70 points to the upside. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
Some 9/11 families are upset with former President Trump for hosting a Saudi-backed golf tournament at one of his New Jersey properties.
The victims' families say Saudi Arabia played a role in the attacks, something it denies, and have an ongoing lawsuit. In a 2016 Fox News interview, Trump also blamed the Saudis. The LIV Golf Tour is backed by the Saudis and scheduled to begin July 29th at Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster. In a statement, LIV says, "These families have our deepest sympathy. While some may not agree, we believe golf is a force for good around the world." Critics also accuse LIV of ignoring Saudi Arabia's record of human rights abuses, including the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. I'm Julie Walker.
Japan's foreign minister says he expects South Korea to take appropriate steps toward resolving the country's wartime disputes, especially the mishandling of the issue of forced Korean laborers. Townhall.com. TV crew accused of unlawfully entering a U.S. Capitol office building is off the hook.
Federal prosecutors have decided not to bring charges against nine people associated with The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The crew from the CBS show was arrested in an office building in the U.S. Capitol complex last month. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington says prosecutors cannot make that case stick because the crew was invited and that their escorts never asked them to leave the building. The arrest came after a hearing of the House January 6th committee on June 16th. Oscar Wells Gabriel, Washington.
It is a financial transaction that's raising some eyebrows. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband purchased millions of dollars in computer chip stocks prior to a congressional vote on billions in subsidies for the domestic chip industry. Again, on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 513 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on an assignment today, and if you missed the first hour, she's not in her sparkly dress or high heels. She's out warming the horse. It's a whole story in itself. Today's the 19th of July, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Rated number one in so many areas. I got Patrick. I got Nathan at the helm. Now I've got a double producer in there because we have so much information today. It takes two of them to watch this. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
What's the weather look like? Here's your chance.
It's sunny and hot with a high near 104 today. Light and variable wind becoming south 6 to 11 miles per hour in the afternoon.
Okay.
Tonight, clear and low, around 73, south wind, 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming light and variable in the evening. Wednesday, sunny and hot, with high near 105, calm and becoming south, 5 to 7 miles per hour in the afternoon. Wednesday night, clear and low, around 71, south wind, 11 to 16 miles per hour, becoming light and variable around midnight. Winds, clouds, gust as high as 21 miles an hour. Thursday, sunny and hot, with a high near 103, light and variable wind becoming south around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon.
Can I say it's going to be hot the whole weekend? You've got such a mellow voice. I'm like, oh, my gosh, he's making it sound okay. It's going to be hot, my friends. Thanks. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They've been in a business several decades. It's a family-owned business out of Anderson. All the propane comes out of one tank, my friend, so it's the customer service that makes the difference, and Shasta Gas Propane treats their customers as friends. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane. There's a name. Oh, by the way, this is open line today. For this hour, it was open line last hour, but I was pretty busy. But it's open line. So if you've got something you want to discuss, the water situation, the acid canal, the what's going on in the state of California or the world, feel free to give us a call at 530-605-4567. Okay, here's a name I want you to remember. Elijah Dickin of Seymour, Indiana. Yeah, that's the guy who stopped the shooter in that mall. Now, you would think people would be... You hit... Thank you. Yeah, when you put your arm on the table like that, it you've got to watch for static electricity. That wasn't Nathan, by the way. That was his fellow producer who did that. So... Anyway, this guy came in to, you would think that people would be happy that somebody risked their own life to save the lives of other people. Now, this guy that came into the mall to start shooting in Greenwood, Indiana, had planned this. When the police went to his apartment, they found he had put his computer in an oven, turned it up to the very highest degrees, and put a can of butane in there, hoping that it would explode and destroy his computer. They also found a cell phone at the bottom of the toilet. The computer was damaged, but they think they can get something out of that. Anyway, this guy comes in, and I'm not giving his name, the shooter's name, goes into the restroom at the food court, where he stayed for about an hour before he came out and started shooting. and he shot probably about 20 times. When Elijah Dickin, who was in the food court, 22 years old, legally carrying a firearm, stopped the shooter. Now, you would think, like I said, people would be happy. No. No. Critics are lashing out because they said he shouldn't be called a good Samaritan. That comes from a Bible passage from a man from Samaria who stopped on the side of the road to help a man who was injured or ignored. I cannot believe we live in a world where the term can equally apply to someone killing someone. Oh, my God. That was the traffic anchor of a station. And I'm going to give you his name, Justin Caller. Justin, you've got your head so far up your butt. Anyway, then they started going after that the fact that Elijah was carrying a gun inside the mall in violation of the Greenwood Park Mall policy, which bans the carry of weapons in its facility. So, in other words, it was a no-gun area, which tells you one of the reasons this guy went in there. Oh, I'll be the only one with a gun. He walks in with the gun. He starts shooting. And somebody else who was carrying a gun, because that was a policy, not a law, shoots him and kills him. The mayor of Greenwood credited the man with saving several lives by killing the shooter, saying they were grateful for his quick action and heroism. However, people are saying that the homosexuals have never read the Bible. They couldn't support the GOP or the NRA. And, of course, moms demand action. And I've got to read this to you because you won't believe what she just said. I don't know who needs to hear this, but when a 22-year-old illegally brings a loaded gun into a mall and kills a mass shooter armed with an AR-15 after he's already killed three people and wounded others is not a ringing endorsement of our implementation of the Second Amendment. No, absolutely it is, because this was a no-gun area, gun-free zone, and this guy came in to start shooting, and what happened? A good man with a gun and engaged a guy with a semi-automatic rifle and killed him and kept him from killing children and other people that were he was in the food court of this mall. This is how stupid and how out of touch and the hatred that people have for a right that we have fought for that's in our Constitution. Even the mall said, "We grieve for the victims of yesterday's horrific tragedy in Greenwood. Violence has no place in this or any other community. We are grateful for the strong response of the first responders, including the heroic actions of the Good Samaritan who stopped the substance." Okay. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. The problem with those people that want more gun laws or want gun abolished is they think that somehow you can put a genie back in a bottle, and you can't. You never will be. Quickly, I listened yesterday to a little bit of the conversation about abortion, and then you this morning talking about
the school district
birth control. I really wish that we could call abortion what it is, which is child sacrifice. With all respect to Linda, and I'm not a woman. I've never been pregnant. I get it, and I don't seek to tell any woman what to do with her body. But the fact of the matter is, you're sacrificing a child for behavior that you practiced, and now you don't want to own. You know, with very rare exception, with the exception of rape,
incest,
any of those, like that, which is rape. Incest is rape.
Yes, that's true. You know, I mean, okay, that's true.
But that is far and away the exception. But the problem with abortion is that we've gotten to the point where it's being used as birth control. If this is the one thing nobody and I got a couple of things. I'm going to try and be as quick as I can. But
yeah, it's okay.
What nobody, whenever we make laws, we don't see what they're going to do, or or look at the statistics, you know, year over year and decide how they're going to, or how they're affecting society. If the purpose is to further society, if our purpose is for posterity, so that our children, our grandchildren, and we can go on and get better and not worse, then we really have to look at the laws. And the framers were brilliant in the respect that anything that was not in the Constitution was expressly enumerated to the states, so that the states can make an abortion law against or for, and then degradation of human life, if it is affected or if it is not affected, if abortion affects the public, then it will be borne out. We will see it. California will see that their murder rates don't go down, they continue to increase, and Mississippi or Florida or Alabama, wherever, if their abortion laws, more restrictive abortion laws, show a more respect and health for human life, then it will be borne out in time with their laws. If the federal government passes a law, then it affects everybody, and there's no scientific study. There's no way to say what was wrong with the law or what wasn't wrong with the law. If it's done state by state, then states can look at each other and see what worked and what didn't work. In addition, real quickly on your birth control, I don't understand why it can't be both ways. I don't understand why it can't be that, yes, a child that's under that age can get birth control, but no, you cannot do it without informing their parents. If we take the parents out of the decisions for the children, then the more control we're giving them over our children, then the more our children don't listen to their parents and they listen to whoever the people in charge are, which isn't going to work. That's a very, very bad scenario. It's been done before. It does not work. If a child goes to get to their parent and says, I want birth control, and their parent says, no, you can't have birth control, then that child should be able to go to her school psychologist or school counselor or whoever and say, I want birth control. And they would say, have you asked your parent? Yes, I've asked my parent. My parent said no. And then go through forward, get the birth control with a note being sent home to your parent. Your child is receiving birth control. Period, end of story. We let you know that your child intends to practice sexuality, and we don't want more abortion, so we're going to give your child birth control. Now, I know it may create some consternation at home, but is it going to be more or less consternation if the parent is informed by the school or the parent finds out later that the kid is pregnant?
Well, there will be a lot of consternation one way or the other. But I would think that, as soon as I just look at kids, and, you know, having had a stepdaughter that got pregnant, that it could have been her first time, it could have been her 100th. I wouldn't know. Her mom didn't know or didn't, you know, have, well, she didn't know. But then after that, we made sure she did have birth control. You know what? You're sexually active. It's time for you to take precautions here. Anyway, got to run. Good call. Thank you very much. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, renting an electric utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back.
I need somebody, help. Not just anybody, help. You know I need someone, help. When I was younger, so much younger than today.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. Today's the 19th of July, 8:22 in the morning. It says 70. I don't believe it. I think it's probably 74, 75 by this point. I have to recharge my webpage here. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know, River Commons Senior Living is not an assisted living facility. No, it's for active seniors that like to enjoy life, but have had enough of taking care of the home, and the grass, and the plumbing, and all those things that go along with it. Yeah, that's right. Gourmet chef there at River Commons Senior Living, and the meals are fantastic. They're pet friendly. They're centrally located. There's so many things that makes River Commons Senior Living a place that you'd like to go to and to be able to enjoy those senior years. For more information and a personalized tour, give Brian a call at 530-238-5981. River Commons Senior Living, Northern California's premier retirement community. Let's go to the phones. This is another Robert. So good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Hey, I am living the dream, buddy.
Well, so am I. So it'll be a year that I've been retired this October. But anyway, that thing about this cross-voting stuff, it's like, how stupid does Gavin Newsom et al. Think we are, or that we would actually let something like that happen? That's something that scares me right down to my socks if I were wearing any. But here's the thing. When is it going to be enough? And I'll be equal opportunity about this because when is it going to be enough? When the Iranians vote in our election? And then, like I said, to be equal opportunity, what if Belarus wants to vote in our election? And see, I've been equal opportunity. But if this keeps up, we may have to have a banner for those of us who want our country back the way it was. And, you know, like the American flag on top and underneath, maybe a caricature of Pogo, the Walt Kelly cartoon.
Yeah, the one is...
the one where it says, we has met the enemy, dot, 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 and he is us.
Yep.
Well, if we stand around and let this sort of thing happen, then that's going to come to pass.
Well, I think
that
people,
we has met the enemy.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't something Newsom has said. This was a columnist. However,
this
New World Order that people
don't give
about,
Newsom any ideas.
Yeah, well, this New World Order or a linked world. It's only a matter of time that somebody comes up with this. And this is like, this guy just didn't make it up. Somebody's been doing research on it, and obviously. If you wanted to get reactions, it worked. The fact is that Newsom telling people in Florida to come to California for more freedom is so ridiculous. I mean, our freedoms are being taken away from us by this state.
Amen to that.
And, you know, and the thing about it, I never thought I'd hear myself say that Jerry Brown it was middle of the road compared to
Jerry
Gavin
Brown
Newsom.
Wasn't so bad.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like, you know, wishing that Clinton was back instead of Biden. I mean, you know, anyway.
On a good day, I almost feel that same way myself.
Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot, Robert.
All right, thanks. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you. I don't, you know, when people, I have friends that live all over the place, and when I tell them I'm from California, I don't get, oh man, that must be cool. Nobody has ever said that to me. It's always, oh man, wow, you know, things are tough, huh? And I said, California, Northern California, where we live, is totally different than south of Corning. I said, you know, we live in a much freer atmosphere up here. One more of independence. And of course, because of that, we are characterized as knuckle dragging, neoconservatives that, we're arming our children, that you can't, you know, that there's militia poised to take over, you know, Northern California, all these things. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But yet when they write these things, I'm kind of happy in a way that might keep people out of here that might move here. Because we do have a beautiful area up here. We do have lower prices, not a lot lower prices, but we do have somewhat lower prices than other places. But it's a California. With the amount of money they're spending, they're spending billions on a high-speed train that they could be using the money to repair our roads. We have some of the worst roads in America. We have the highest poverty level. We have the most homeless. We have people that can't afford houses. The houses are like I think they said the average house price is like $800,000. Even though even in San Francisco it's dropping. But that's because the population of San Francisco dropped 6.5% last year. So, I mean, it's a, if you're wanting a sanctuary for abortion and people living here illegally, if you want heavy gun control, if you want to be taxed, if you want to have fires that are running rampant through our state with nothing or very little being done because we have people here in the state, and I'm going to address that after the break, that every time they come up with something to do to try and stop these fires, they're being fought to a standstill by lawsuits. And I want to address that after we come back. But, yeah, if you've got some comments, you know, why are you still here in California? You know, some people say, well, you know, I've lived here my whole life and I'm not going to move. That's a good reason. My in-laws, they've lived here for a half a century or more, 70 years, and they're not going to move, I don't think. But yet my father-in-law said to me the other day, I've got one more move left in me. He's 91. He just turned 91. I've got another move left. He says, where do you all want to go to? Where do you think would be a good place to go to? And I'm looking at him. He's 91, and my mother-in-law is 89. They still have another move in them. Will they do it? I don't know. But they've been here forever. And they, I mean, to hear them talk makes you, you know, if they were, I swear, if they were 20 years younger, they'd be gone. They would have been gone by now. Okay. Time to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop of choice. Been going there for 15 years. People say, well, maybe you should give another place a chance. Nope. Never had a bad haircut there. Never had an unpleasant experience. They work by appointments only. You give them a call at 244-9478. Set up your appointment. Go in there. Get your haircut. They don't talk politics in there. They don't get – nobody gets, you know, hyper in Cypress Square Barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. And so we talk about manly stuff in there. But even though I see moms in there with all their kids, which is kind of cool too. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We'll be right back.
There's always something new. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys. And people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burned barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Community radio. Been in the business now going 13 years. Wow, that's a surprise. So much for my five-year plan. Hey, I want to thank all the shows that are on our station. Sunday, we go from 8 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon with a variety of shows. Some of them are being quoted in articles, things that because of all the different guests that they have. And then Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we have local shows in the evenings from 6 to 7. And Thursdays, every Thursday. We're getting ready to add another show on here in the next few weeks, which is going to be a different show, a different type of show completely. Anyway, this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Maxwell Insurance and Financial is all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell has been building this company since 1993, and it is one fine company. Two different divisions, insurance and financial management. If you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Let's go to the phones. Okay, now, this is Roberta. I had Robert, and now Roberta. Are you all just making these names up?
Well, I'm not.
I know you're not. I know you're not.
I'm kidding. Yeah, thank you for your show, and thank you for the variety. And we learn a lot, you know, from the radio program. What I'm calling about, though, is a really important issue to me, and that's the sanctity of human life. It's really important, and I'm sorry that more people don't call in to defending human life, because I know it's important to a lot of people. But I thought, even for the state of California, it's too bad we don't teach civics anymore to our children, and we teach whatever the humanists want us to teach, and I'm sad about that. But I want to read, if I can, I'd like to read two things from the California State Constitution. In the preamble says, we the people of the state of California, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom, in order to secure and perpetuate its blessings, to establish this Constitution. So that's a good thing in itself, why they're establishing the Constitution. It's to perpetuate our freedom. And wouldn't we love freedom today? The other thing, in Section 1, it says, all people are by nature free and independent and have inalienable rights. Among these are enjoying and defending life and liberty, acquiring possessions and protecting property, and pursuing and obtaining safety, happiness, and privacy. So all those are such important issues. But in our Constitution, we not only have the right to life, but we have the right to defend life.
Absolutely.
And that comes, yeah, and so that comes with the gun issue of having police. The sanctity of human life is number one, because if you don't have life, none of the other rights, inalienable rights, would even pertain to you. I'm sad that we don't value human life. I don't think we help our society, our families, or children when they know. I mean, you just think about abortion. It's taking a human, innocent human life. I say, you know, kill the rapist you could even give them a trial. But don't kill the innocent baby that's done nothing wrong. And then when parents and mothers have children, we know that many of them, every time they look at their child that they have, they wonder what the child that they aborted would have been like. And we just do not value human life. And then, you know, pregnancy, my friend says, pregnancy is for 9 months. Abortion is forever. And so we are not, I don't think we take it seriously enough. It's a person. And I think we need to start valuing human life.
Okay.
And I want to say why I live in California. I have most of my 20 grandchildren live here,
yeah.
And most of my 30 great-grandchildren live here.
I saw a photo
so
of that.
Saying,
I think I saw a photo of most of them.
Yeah, you could have seen some of them. Yeah, there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Roberta.
Yeah, thank you.
You
all
bet.
Right.
Yeah, 20 grandchildren. So obviously that they are a large family there. I think that a lot of times it becomes a esoteric issue to a lot of people. They don't think about when does life begin, you know, all of this. But it does to many people. Now, on the other hand, there's many people, you know, when you look at the people that are, you know, pro-choice, pro-life, you know, if they talk about males that make these decisions, yet I would hazard a guess that many of the people, if not the most, in the pro-life movement are women. That would just be a guess. And probably I could look that up. And, you know, depending on what your source is and find an answer, you probably find the different answers on different sources. So, okay. Let's talk fires. Fires. And I'm trying to find, you know, of course, when I find this thing, then I lose it. The fires in California have been the worst. Eight of the 10 largest fires have been in since 2017. The state has experienced 8 of its 10 largest blazes. More than 10 million acres and thousands of homes have been burnt, right? So we were talking about in Yosemite when they had, you know, they fought it and they stopped the sequoia groves, from burning. And everybody was celebrated for preventing that. Now, but it wasn't just the firefighters and hose lines that did that. Past forestry projects slashed the amount of brush and trees fueling the flames, made the job easier, park officials said. So you would think, as we've talked about for years, that if you take away the ladder fuels and you thin the forest, it's going to be less. And then when it burns, it's going to burn through, but it's not going to be the conflagrations that we've had. Yet, and it just makes sense, yet not everybody believes that. While tree thinning and prescribed burning has proved effective at reducing the risk of catastrophic fires, there are still people fighting this. A recent lawsuit from an environmental group in Berkeley shut down the prevention projects in Yosemite Valley and other parts of the park this summer. They said the forest being destroyed with little or no safety benefits. And, you know, and every time they're trying to start a program where they can, so they can be able to fight fires and prevent the fires from being catastrophic, they're being fought. They're being fought and they're being stopped in courts. The division, which adds the obstacles of funding and staffing that hold up countless projects, many say are needed to keep communities safe. I mean, I don't know what else you have to do to show people that thinning and taking away all the underbrush, the excessive growth, helps prevent these fires from going crazy. I don't know how else you can say that, yet people, and it only takes a small group to put a lawsuit in there and stop it. The hope was to lessen the possibility that a small burn would explode into a giant inferno at such high-profile spots as Yosemite Valley and the Merced and Tulumane Sequoia Groves. The nonprofit Earth Island Institute, however, sued and crews stopped working this month, or last month. They said that the work did little to address fire danger. I don't see where they're coming from this. And here we are in California. We're burning right now. Like I said, since 2017, 8 of the 10 worst fires occurred. Got to take a break, and we'll get them right back, and it's another R after the break. We'll get to you, Richard, right after this break.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steaks tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance, that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Don McLean, American Pie, we're going to talk about that in a couple minutes. 8:49 in the morning, it's about 75 degrees out there. It's going up to, 106 today? Whoa, hot! Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-379-3. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. 8:50 in the morning, and let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning.
Morning. Good morning, everybody. Hey, a couple quick announcements. Yesterday was the beginning of the filing period for running for office.
That's for city council, right?
Any elections for November.
Okay.
The filing period started yesterday. Whether you want to file for local, state, or federal, filing period was yesterday. And yes, that's mostly local in that respect. Anything that was not covered for the primary that we just had. So yeah, that's mostly local, but that includes county. And the second issue is the school board. So please, everybody, we got to get into our school boards and get more active, parents, concerned citizens, etc. And I would hope I'm kind of taking the lead on this matter in Shasta County, although there's groups all over the state, there's groups all over the country that are engaging parents and concerned citizens to get into their school board. So this is going to be a school board election year like the country has probably never seen before, hopefully for the better. And if I could say this Saturday at 1 p.m. at Jones Fort, I am putting together a meeting for anybody that's interested in running for school board. I will give them all the information they need to know and answer any questions anybody might
on
have.
On how to run, right?
How to run, why to run, what you can do as a school board member, et cetera, all kinds of information.
Yeah. Well, you know what? So the one byproduct of COVID that could be semi-positive is people really started paying attention to what was happening at the schools because their kids were home. And you're absolutely right. You know, our school boards will go with the same people running every year, and then when if somebody drops out, they've got to literally beg until they find somebody that wants to sit on a school board. And what's more important than that is what's being taught in the schools. So
there are approximately 94 school board seats up in Shasta County right now.
Yeah.
And that's quite a few. And some of these larger districts, especially the County Office of Education Board, Shasta Union High Board, Gateway Board, Reading School District, Enterprise School District, the large districts, that's really where the parents should first try to make a difference first, in my humble opinion. Although each school board has its own autonomy and authority, I think if we can get into these larger, more prominent school boards in the county and start making some change, then I think a lot of the smaller school boards will use that as an example and maybe even follow suit.
As we learned that even though the Shasta County Office of Education is in charge, is kind of the administrative charge of this, that it's the school boards who make the decisions on who they're hiring, what the curriculum's going to be, the books they're buying, all of these. It's the school board that does this. I mean, it's a very important job, and each school board has their own way of doing things.
They have a lot of power.
They do. They have a lot of power.
They're not educated, these school board members, they are not educated in the power that they actually have, and unfortunately, they just tend to follow the principals and superintendent's direction, and because the system is so... The bureaucracy in the schools, Carl, is so deep and so confusing to the layman that it's just easier to follow the superintendent's recommendations. But we have to change that. We have to change the paradigm.
Okay. Well, Richard, thanks a lot. But see, that's also the way it is when people run for, like, city council. They all come in with these great ideas, and then they find out they're mired in the bureaucracy of what's going on. But... that's a good point. That we need to have people sign up to run for offices, for all these offices. Okay, Don McLean and American Pie. I'm not even sure when he wrote this, but it has got to be 50 years ago. something like that. There's going to be a special on Paramount Plus. It's called The Day the Music Died, the story of Don McLean's American Pie. And there's things about it. American Pie is considered a masterpiece. It's voted among the top five songs of the century. Think about that. By the Recording Industry Association of America and the National Endowment for the Arts. Now, Don McLean was 13 when this thing first came to him. When Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and Giles P. Richardson, the Big Bopper, died in a plane wreck on February 3rd, 1959. McLean was 13, living in a suburban middle-class home in New York when the crash occurred. He had bronchial asthma, prompting the description of him in American Pie as a lonely teenage bronching buck. Did you know that? I didn't know that. The sacred store he speaks about was the House of Music on Main Street, where he bought records and his first guitar. He was a paper boy, and every paper I deliver, which was in there, of course, and he adored Elvis, Gene Vincent, Bo Diddley, but especially Holly, whose death deeply affected him. I was in absolute shock. I may have actually cried. So years later, when his father had passed and he was writing an eulogy for the American Dream, he was creating a second album in 1971 when the nation was racked by assassinations, anti-war protests, and civil rights marches. He thought he needed a big song about America. A long, long time ago. It climaxed in a huge sing-along chorus. We were singing Bye Bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing This'll Be the Day That I Die. I don't know, McLean says, but it's exactly what I've been wanting to try to get a hold of, the feeling about Buddy Holly for all those years in that plane crash. Now, this documentary incorporates news footage of the 70s and uses actors and recreations. And they have him in this, of course, to interview him all the way through it. Garth Brooks, Weird Al Yankovic, Brian Wilson, some of the people that's going to be in this production. Now, when they start asking him about things, about the song, what do those lyrics mean? And he said, you know, I've had to fight so many battles just to get this thing done. I've been fighting everything my whole life. They didn't even want him to play the guitar on the record. It's packed with cultural references from Chevrolet to nursery rhymes, while name-checking the Byrds, John Lennon, Charles Manson, and James Dean. He reveals, it answers some of the questions about, who are you talking about there? He said, the King and the Jester had nothing to do with Elvis or Bob Dylan. Yeah, but he's open to other interpretations. He explains the marching band means the military-industrial complex and a sweet perfume. It's tear gas. I had no idea what that meant. You know what I thought that meant was one of the marching bands from one of the universities came on the field, and because that happened back then, and they didn't leave the field. It was a protest, which I thought was kind of funny. I think it was Harvard. This end of the song, This Will Be the Day That I Die, comes from the John Wayne film The Searchers. And the farewell is a riff off Bye Bye My Rosanna, a song his friend Pete Seeger sang. He was going to use Miss American Apple Pie, but dropped the fruit. So it's just American Pie. End of the song asks for happy news, an echo of the first verse, but there is none. The three men McLean admires the most, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, caught the last train for the coast, meaning Los Angeles. Even God had been corrupted, McLean says in the film. And for McLean, that song was a blueprint of his mind at the time. If it starts you and people thinking about Buddy Holly, about rock and roll music, then it teaches them maybe about what else happened in the country. So, this is on Paramount Plus. It opens tonight if you have Paramount Plus, which is the same one that has 1883 and Yellowstone and those. Okay, tomorrow, Sheriff Mike Johnson's going to join us, and we'll talk about things that are going on in our county and the state of the crime in our county. Everybody have a great day. And remember, it's going to be 106. Hydrate. Take care of yourselves. Stay out of the heat if you can. And you know what? God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.